This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Deme Bandabla. The headlines. Army deployed in Garo Hills of Meghalaya as two persons killed in police firing amid tensions linked to Garo Hills Autonomous District Council elections. Operation Jericho in Mizoram leads to seizure of drugs worth approximately 317.30 crore rupees since 1 September 2025. Nagaland Chief Minister Nifirio emphasizes importance of accurate census to support effective planning and policy in the state. And now for the news and details. In Meghalaya, two persons were killed at Chibinang area, a plain belt in West Garo Hills district, as security forces opened fire to disperse an illegal assembly of mobs during night curfew amid tensions linked to the Garo Hills Autonomous District Council elections. The unrest came after a notification was issued by the council stating that all candidates should produce valid scheduled tribe certificate while submitting the nominations for the district council elections, and it happened that former MLA Estamur Mominin was assaulted when he went to file his nominations at Tura on Monday. In view of the tense situation, army columns were deployed and mobile internet services have been suspended in the entire Garo Hills. Curfew has been extended till 12 a.m. of March 13th. A peace meeting was also convened at Tura by the Deputy Commissioner of West Garo Hills District yesterday. The district administration has urged all citizens to strictly comply with the curfew and other lawful orders, maintain peace, and refrain from spreading rumours. Mizoram Home Minister K. Sabdanga informed the assembly yesterday that drugs worth approximately 317.30 crore rupees have been seized under the ongoing Operation Jericho since 1 September 2025. Responding to supplementary questions during the budget session, the Home Minister said the large-scale anti-drug operation led to the seizure of narcotic substances. He also said that several major smuggling routes used for transporting the substances have been choked in many areas as a result of the operation significantly reducing trafficking activities. Sabdanga also noted that intelligence inputs indicate the emergence of new smuggling routes in southern Mizoram and the state's border with Manipur. The Operation Jericho is scheduled to conclude on 31st March, adding that discussion on extending the operation have not yet taken place. Nagaland Chief Minister Nifirio has emphasized the importance of accurate census to support effective planning and policy in the state. Speaking during the ongoing Nagaland Legislative Assembly yesterday, he highlighted the upcoming census and cautioned that multiple entries could impact bank accounts, ration cards and other official documentation. Rio also pointed out serious discrepancies in the past census data, particularly those of 2001 and 2011. He urged the legislators to raise awareness in their constituencies and involve district planning boards, civil societies, churches and community leaders to ensure a more accurate census. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister in Charge Finance Chona Main presented the budget for the fiscal year 2026-27 in the Assembly yesterday. The budget estimates for this fiscal year stands at 36,607 crore rupees, which is 8.1% lower compared to the previous year. Main said the budget charts a comprehensive roadmap for the state's progress with a strong focus on infrastructure, development, people-centric policies, economic growth, entrepreneurship, responsible fiscal management and governance reforms to build a stronger and more prosperous Arunachal Pradesh. Supplementary demands for grants worth over 2,779 crore rupees for 30 different departments for the fiscal year 2025-2026 have been passed by the Manipur Legislative Assembly. Chief Minister Yumnam Kimchand Singh, who holds a finance portfolio, tabled the demands in the House for discussion and voting. Meanwhile, the Chief Minister said that 734 crore rupees have been earmarked in the state budget in the fiscal year 2026-2027 for the rehabilitation and welfare measures of the internally displaced person who are languishing in different relief camps. He also informed that 350 crore rupees have been earmarked in the state budget for uplifting the economically weak women in the state under Women Economic Empowerment Scheme. The Nagaland Legislative Assembly yesterday passed the Nagaland Town and Country Planning Fifth Amendment Bill 2025 and the Nagaland Shops and Establishments First Amendment Bill 2025 by a voice vote. On the fourth day of the ongoing 8th session of the 14th Nagaland Assembly, several annual administrative reports 2025-26 of various departments were laid in the House by the Chief Minister, Deputy Chief Ministers and other ministers. Four reports of the Public Accounts Committee were also presented in the House. The Tripura government has launched the Mukhya Mantri Sankhya Laghu Unayan Prakalpa 2025 aimed at improving the economic condition and promoting self-reliance among poor families belonging to religious minority communities in the state. The scheme was formally inaugurated yesterday by Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha during the program at Pragya Bhavan in Agartala. He also handed over financial assistance to the beneficiaries. Under the scheme, financial assistance of 10,000 rupees each has been provided to 1,500 poor families. The Assam government has transferred 9,000 rupees each to 40 lakh women under Arunodoy 3.0. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma attended the program, marking the distribution of the funds held at Jyoti Bishnu Kala Kshetra in Guwahati. Apart from the main program in Guwahati, special meetings were also organized across the state at the Gaon Panchayat level as well as in areas under the Bodoland Territorial Council through Village Council Development Committees and in different urban localities. A total of 3,600 crore rupees were disbursed, and it is one of the largest single-day money transfers carried out under a welfare program. The Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly yesterday strongly condemned the racial discrimination faced by three women from the northeast in Delhi's Malviya Nagar on February 20th. A number of MLAs and ministers termed the incident shocking, intolerable, derogatory, deeply hurtful and disrespectful. The House reminded the nation of the contributions from the people of the northeast in protecting the border, bringing laurels to the country in sports, education and other sectors. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla, who is also the Chancellor of Manipur University of Culture, graced the first convocation ceremony of Manipur University of Culture at the City Convention Centre in Imphal. During the ceremony, the governor conferred degrees and gold medals to the graduating students of the university. More than 400 graduates were conferred degrees at the convocation ceremony. The event marked a historic milestone as it was the first ever convocation ceremony of the university since its establishment in 2015. In Sikkim, the Indian Orchid Festival 2026 under the theme Orchids for Beauty and Prosperity, organized by Indian Council of Agricultural Research National Research Center for Orchids at Pakyong District, concluded yesterday. Sikkim Minister for Agriculture and Horticulture, Puran Gurung, promised to organize such events at the Northeast India level in the coming days in collaboration with other state governments. Gurung also reminded that floriculture, horticulture and agriculture sectors have vast world market and urge interested people to take it as a profession and try to meet the national demands of red chili, avocado and ginger. During the four-day-long festival, technical experts shared their practical knowledge for the benefit of the growers. The first National Lok Adalat of the year in Tripura will be held on Saturday under the initiative of the Tripura State Legal Services Authority. A total of 26,574 cases will be taken up for disposal through 45 benches. Of these, 21,390 are pending court cases, while 5,184 are pre-litigation disputes. Before we end the news, the headlines once again. Army deployed in Garo Hills of Meghalaya as two persons killed in police firing amid tensions linked to Garo Hills Autonomous District Council elections. Operation Jericho in Mizoram leads to seizure of drugs worth approximately 317.30 crore rupees since 1 September 2025. Nagaland Chief Minister Nefirio emphasizes importance of accurate census to support effective planning and policy in the state. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.